What's up, everyone? This is your boy JJ coming in for another live episode of This Is The Life Podcast. Today is Wednesday, 4/20. That is significant for my druggies out there, but again, I'm not judging, not one bit, but I don't celebrate 4/20. So with that being said, listen, I hope you guys enjoy your day today. Okay. Do your thing. Just stay safe. Now, before we continue, I don't have any shout outs today. I just want to just shout everybody out. Like I always say, I hope everyone is staying safe. I hope everyone is living life and enjoying it to the fullest. Okay. But otherwise, I don't have any specific shout outs. Now, this episode was supposed to be last week, but I had some technical difficulties. So therefore, I wasn't able to record the rest of the week. You know, life got caught up and everything. And I normally like to shoot my episodes on Tuesdays, but I said, you know what? I'll shoot it today. Hey, things sometimes go left. Sometimes things go right. But we just have to adjust, and that's it. You know, keep it moving. Now, I want to go ahead and change up the avenue of this show. When I first started, I had several different pinpoints that I wanted to focus on, which I will be doing. Now, my first thing I want to talk about is my You Tripping segment. Now, it's been some time since I did this because last couple episodes I've actually interviewed different people. Now, my You Tripping segment basically is where I pinpoint different people that I feel have done some, I guess you could say, some questionable things, and I wanted to pin them out. You know, like, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not making judgment. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just calling a spade, I guess if you could say. The first person I want to talk about is, excuse me, lost my train of thought there. It's been a long day, ladies and gentlemen. My first person I want to talk about, this individual is a former NFL player. Now he is a podcaster on a segment called The Pivot, which I want to shout them out. But I have to call out Mr. Channing Crowder. Now, the reason why I want to call Channing Crowder out is because I noticed he said some things about Russell Wilson and Sierra's relationship. Now, if you don't know who Russell Wilson is an NFL quarterback. He spent his last and his first several seasons with the Seattle Seahawks, and now he is a Denver Bronco. Now, Channing Crowder basically came out and said that he feels that Russell Wilson is basically a square. Now, if you don't know what a square basically is a slang for people who are, I guess you could say, aren't cool, that they are do-right people and they go by the book. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see why the man's a square, okay? Look, let's be honest. Sierra, you know, if you don't know who she is, R&B sensation. She's been around for so many years, had so many different hits, collabed with so many different people. And she's also known for dating Bow Wow. Okay. And she, I forgot. And she also has a son with rapper Future. Okay. Now, those are obviously three different individuals. Russell Wilson, football player, Future rapper, Bow Wow rapper. But why is he a square? You know, he's not from the street. That's why he's a square. Okay, he's never been arrested, never been in music videos. That's why he's a square. I don't know. I'm just looking at it from a different sense. Now, DK Metcalf, one of Russell Wilson's former teammates, came to his defense, you know, which I'm, you know, surprised because, you know, look, in life, some people just tend to, you know, mind their own business. But in this case, he tweeted out, and I quote, "Great man, great father, great husband." And someone responded, "Sign me up for a quote unquote corny." So basically, DK was basically saying the man's great. He's a great father and a great husband. And someone basically replied back saying, "Well, if that's the case, sign me up, then I want to be corny." So that's why I'm giving this You Tripping segment to Channing Crowder. You know, Channing Crowder, listen, not everyone comes from the same circle, okay? And that's fine. But, you know, when are we going to realize that doing well is not a bad thing? You know, I mean, because if that's the case, I'm corny too. I'm a square. I have my career. I have my family. I'm a property owner. I got, you know, different avenues going on for me that a lot of people don't have. So if that makes me a square, well, again, I'm like that responder on Twitter. Sign me up for the corny bus, because I definitely need a seat. You know, I'm just saying, like I said, not nothing against Channing Crowder. You know, he's a hell of a guy. He was a hell of a guy on the field. He's doing his thing on his podcast. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I just feel like, you know, we have to kind of, you know, watch, you know, what we say about people, you know, because look, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, words hurt. You know, we're all human. We all bleed red. So that's why I had to pull Mr. Crowder to the side. There are some more people that I do want to call out off in this You Tripping segment. And the next person, okay, the next person I want to call out, this individual here decided to, I guess, take matters into her own hands, literally. This woman hails from my state, Florida. Miss Amber Chapman, got to pull you to the side. We got to have a team meeting. Miss Amber Chapman was arrested for placing her child in a dryer and then starting the machine. She put her son inside the machine with some towels, and he went around and around and around and around like a dryer does. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, we all have dryers. We all have access to dryers. When you put your clothes in a dryer, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go around and around and around and around. So this individual here, let's see, while I get my adjustments ready. Okay. Miss Chapman is a 35-year-old woman from Florida, who was arrested in the last couple of weeks. Actually, I take that back. She was arrested last week on the 12th of April. Okay. And she was arrested on allegations of placing her child inside a laundry dryer and switching on the machine. So basically, she turned on the machine. Now, according to the New York Post, Ms. Chapman has been charged with aggravated child abuse, as the 4-year-old boy sustained peculiar injuries that landed him in the incident happened actually February. Okay. And she was charged with child abuse. Now, the boy who sustained grape-sized wounds,
wow,
told the doctors that Ms. Chapman had put him inside the machine with some towels and that he went around and around and around and around and around. The boy was under the care of this 35-year-old woman. He was found with head, face, back, and abdomen injuries, according to authorities. Now, in a recorded interview, he told the Lake County Sheriff's Office that Ms. Chapman had placed him in the dryer with towels and activated the machine. Now, Ms. Chapman even opened the door mid-cycle and then closed it again to resume the tumbling. Now, this is according to, you know, the interview. Now, the medical report stated that the child protection team was unable to determine if being placed in the dryer caused the injuries, though. But, however, it also added that the severity of the injuries was consistent with what the boy told the doctors and the deputies. Now, after collecting evidence, the police arrested Ms. Chapman on Saturday, which was the 16th, right after Good Friday. And she was later released on a $15,000 bond. The law enforcement officials did not release a motive for why she did this. Now, at the same time, it doesn't say how they're related. I'm assuming it's a relative. Who knows? Who knows? I'm saying it's her son, but not necessarily. It could be, you know, she could be the caregiver or what. But whatever the case may be, Ms. Chapman does not deserve to be around no children whatsoever. I mean, come on. Listen, let's be honest with ourselves, okay? We all know children get on our nerves. That's you know, that's every day, you know, especially for those that have their own children and for those that work with children or whatever the case may be. We know children get on our nerves. But to do something like that is unspeakable. You know, I never would have imagined to hear about such a thing like this, you know, and it is what it is.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah, she's a dumbass because it's like, you know, this is going to lead into my topic for today, common sense. But clearly, Ms. Chapman doesn't have no scruples whatsoever. So with that being said, Ms. Chapman, if you do have children, yeah, they need to run away or be placed under someone else's care because clearly you are not stable, Ms. Chapman. Wow, moving on. This actually happened today, but I'm changing up the segment. This story is not with you tripping. This is just changing things around. Just talking about other stuff that happened within the U.S. Rapper ASAP Rocky was arrested at L.A. airport. Now, the reason why he was arrested, this story was connected to a 2021 shooting. Now, if I believe so, ASAP was on his way on vacation, I believe, with Rihanna. But let me check my facts. Now, he was arrested this morning at LAX, and it was in connection with the shooting in November of 2021 in Hollywood. Now, the detectives with the LAPD Robbery Homicide Division took ASAP, who is also an L.A. resident, real name is Rakim Mayers, into custody on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. This was according to the agency earlier. Now, he had actually just landed aboard a private jet from Barbados when he was arrested, and they were waiting for him to land, and that's when they went ahead and cuffed him. Now, this happened from an argument and a shooting that occurred about 10:15 p.m. on November 6th near the intersection of Selma and Argyle Avenue in L.A. And he's accused of firing a handgun at an acquaintance who sustained a minor injury and later sought medical treatment, according to the police. Now, ASAP and two other men ran after the gunfire. Okay. According to his RCA Records publicist and attorney, they didn't respond to a request for comment. ASAP and Rihanna announced in late January that she is pregnant with their child. Though the word is still out on her due date, she revealed to Elle magazine last month that she was already in her third trimester. So, you know, I want to give a shout out to him and congratulations. And also, there was a rumor about, I think a few days ago, that they had apparently broken up because he had cheated on her with someone that was connected to her. I believe it was like a stylist or something. That's not true. People need to stop hating, you know, stop hating and congratulate. You know, like I said, Rihanna, she's a good female. ASAP got his head on the shoulders. Listen, I saw a connection with these two in one of his videos, and I was like, they look like they really go together, but nobody didn't think of it because at the same time, it's acting. Lo and behold, they're together. So I want to shout those two out, okay? And obviously, best of luck with ASAP in this case. Hopefully they can, you know, go to court, have some type of settlement and, you know, be done with it and they can enjoy their lives as parents. Wow. Moving on. In some other news, there was a autopsy that shows Patrick Loya shot in the head by Michigan cop. Now, this story actually happened about, looking at the calendar, this happened about 2 weeks ago on April 4th, okay? Patrick Loya, who's a black man, was shot in the head, actually in the back of the head, by a Michigan police officer while face down on the ground. Okay, this is according to his lawyers. His lawyers from his family, of course. Now, the finding of a former Detroit area medical examiner matches what was seen, you know, in the weeks before on video, which was released by the Grand Rapids police chief. The official autopsy report hasn't been released yet to the public, though. He was killed at the end of a traffic stop in western Michigan, like I said, on April 4th. He and the white officer physically struggled on the ground before the 26-year-old refugee from Congo was shot. Loya wasn't armed, though the officer was heard on the video demanding that he take his hand off a police taser. Now, I want to stop there. I saw the video on TV. It's disturbing, you know, because for one, you know, as a black male myself, this has to stop. With police officers, you know, we shouldn't fear police officers, but unfortunately with everything that's been going on, you know, it's hard to be placed in that type of position. You know, I too, just like I'm sure a lot of you have, I've been pulled over numerous times. Not once have I feared for my life because I always comply. There's never any, you know, incidents that occur. You know, my pullovers are minor stuff, my windows, things like that. But it has to come to a point where if we get pulled over, we should not be fearful of our lives. We should not be thinking this is going to be the last breath I take. You know, police officers need to have better training. You know, everybody is so trigger happy. You know, like Bad Boys, Will Smith, they call him Trigger Mike. Everybody wants to be a Trigger Mike. The video showed, yes, he got out the car. He ran. Okay. But when you had him in position, okay, you had him in position, he wasn't going anywhere. So why feel the need to pull out your firearm and shoot this man who's unarmed in the back of the head? It's not justified. And too much of this has been going on in the last 2-3 years. Way too much. And it needs to stop. You know, it really needs to stop because, you know, too many mothers are losing sons. Wives are losing husbands. You know, family members are losing nephews, you know, and it has to come to a stop. You know, it really does. I'm not here to preach. I'm just here to state facts. And the fact is, it needs to stop, you know, because, again, as a black man, I should not have to fear police officers. I have a police officer in my family, so I respect them. I was almost a police officer, so I have a different feeling towards them. But at the same time, if I get pulled over, if I give you what you need, that's it. Everybody goes home happy. Nobody should be coming over with tarp and putting over our bodies. You know, I'm just saying, you know. So I hope there is justice for this family. You know, again, my prayers go out to the family, you know, but like I said, things need to change out here in these streets. Like yesterday, they really need to change, you know. Moving on to other news. I want to talk about some things that have been going on in New York. COVID relief funds. People, listen. Don't try to cheat the government, you know, because you try to cheat the government, they're going to come back at you tenfold. I want to call out the Brooklyn Wu Gang. Their members swiped about $4 million in COVID relief funds. And now this is according to the feds. Now, this was back in February, but it's still, you know, everything's still going on right now, cases and things like that. But nearly a dozen men associated with the Brooklyn-based Wu Gang were charged, and you know, back in February, with allegedly stealing more than $4 million in COVID-19 relief cash, and then they were bragging and boasting about it in a music video, according to the feds. Now, there's about 11 suspects. 9 of them live in Brooklyn. They use personal information, including driver's license numbers, from about 800 people to submit unemployment claims worth $20 million, according to a criminal complaint. The gang members were able to fleece some roughly $4.3 million from the unemployment program between March of 2020 and October 2021 as part of the scam, according to the feds. Okay. And I'm looking through some of the pictures. Some of them just flashing. Some of them by Mercedes-Benz, Maybachs, you name it. Some of them got some nice flashy clothes, so they're living the life, you know. a number of the suspects allegedly flashed stacks of cash, like I said, on social media, and they made reference to the scam in a rap video for the song Trappin', you know, according to the complaint, unsealed in the Eastern District of New York Thursday. The song includes the lyrics, "Unemployment got us working a lot," a reference to the scheme, according to federal prosecutors. One of the suspects, named Christopher Jean-Pierre, bought identifying information of his victims, including, you know, driver's license numbers, for about $150 a piece. Wow. Talk about a scam. The feds were recovering messages sent by Jean-Pierre on an encrypted messaging app to a person identified as Skyscraper, quote unquote, who sold him the information. "Yo, bro, I need NY pros with the DL ASAP," Jean-Pierre wrote, referring to driver's licenses. And then Skyscraper wrote back saying it's 150. In a statement announcing the charges, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Breon Peace, said he would continue to go after gang members who attempt to rip off the U.S. government. These government programs are designed to provide financial assistance to those who are most in need during an unprecedented pandemic, according to Peace. This office and its law enforcement partners will vigorously prosecute gang members and anyone else who exploits the pandemic and steals from taxpayer-funded programs, Now, 8 of the suspects were arrested, you know, back in February in New York, and they're scheduled to be presented to a Brooklyn federal court. Attorney information for the suspects was not immediately available. Listen, you know, this to me is nothing new. You know, everybody feels that they're untouchable, whether it be criminals, everyday people, your high powered people, everybody feels that they cannot be touched. But that's not the case. Somebody's going to reach out and touch you. And unfortunately, a lot of these individuals got touched. Now, personally, this is me. If I was part of the Wu gang, okay, and I have all this money now, I'm going to lay low and I'm going to just duck and dodge everybody. But, of course, we're young. We got to be flashy. We got to do music videos. We got to be on social media. We got to flodge. That's the word. That's the word I like. We got to flodge. And for some of you that don't know the word, Google it. It's a slang. We got to flodge. And that's what it is. So, unfortunately, you're flodging. Got the best of you. And trust me, when you mess with the feds, they're going to come for you. I'm just saying. You know. So there you have it, people. There you have it. That's the latest with some of these stories. One more story I want to laugh at, and then I'm moving on to my topic. I think I want to do a U tripping. I want to do a U tripping on actually both of them. I want to do a U tripping, one more U tripping on Kim Kardashian and Ray J. I want to talk about them because Kim Kardashian apparently begged her lawyers to help stop the release of Ray J tapes. And I quote, "Over my dead body, is this happening again?" Kim Kardashian is pulling out all the stops to prevent her former ex, Ray J, from releasing scandalous recordings of the two. Now, according to The Sun, they reported that Kim Kardashian has hired attorneys to help stop the release of these recordings. A source told the outlet that Kardashian has already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to protect her family at all costs. Now, if you don't remember, let me take you back through memory lane. Kim Kardashian and Ray J were in a relationship up until about 2006, and then this sex tape of the two was leaked 1 year after they parted their ways. Now, the release helped launch Kardashian into superstardom in a twisted way. Now, Ray J is reportedly threatening to release new recordings of Kim, who has long split from Ray J. Kim is now dating, if you don't know, Pete Davidson, who is a regular on Saturday Night Live. She has 4 children with ex Kanye West, who she filed divorce from back in February 2021. Now, Kim knows that Ray J made other tapes of them together. Some of the footage will be incredibly intimate, a source spilled to The Sun. She has told lawyers, over my dead body, is this happening again? Now, the reason why I want to give both of them are you tripping is because, listen, in my opinion, and this is also according to the article, nobody knew who Kim Kardashian was until this sex tape came out. Now, her father, who passed away years ago, rest in peace, he's well known for being on the defense team for O.J. Simpson. Now, but otherwise, nobody still knew who they were. But once this sex tape came about, that's how we knew. I know I saw the sex tape because back in the day, my former best friend came over to my house and was like, "Yo, you need to check out the sex tape with this Ray J." And I'm like, "All right, well, who is he with?" And he was like, "Yeah, he's with this chick, this little baddie named Kim Kardashian." So I'm like, "All right." And I admit at the time, you know, hey, Kim had it going on. Not saying she still don't have it going on, but back then she had it going on. You know, so I was like, we were intrigued by the tape. We like, all right, boy Ray J getting it in, you know, and, you know, he showed her what time it was, you know. But anyways, after that, her just as fast as you hear this clapping, her career took off. They're famous for being famous. Let's just call it what it is. They're famous for being famous. And the reason why I'm calling both of them out is because, again, both of them are at fault for this. You know, if you're going to be doing stuff like sex tapes and everything like that, you got to make sure it's fully protected. And clearly it wasn't protected because, boop, we were able to get it. I still have a copy. I'm not even front. I still got a copy of it. You know what I mean? So it's like, look, let's just call it what it is. You know, we're talking now. Everybody's grown, you know, in their 40s with children. You know, Ray J needs to just understand that, look, what he had with Kim back in the day, it's said and done. Let it be. She's happy. She has her kids. She has her family. Ray, you got your two kids. Let it be gone. Listen, there's a lot of flings from my past that sometimes I'm like, you know what? Hey, but I'm like, look, wherever they are, I wish them well. This is what it is, you know? So I hope it works out for everybody involved. Now, topic of the day, and I'm going to keep this short and sweet today. Since I'm not interviewing anybody today, I'm keeping my segments nice and short, and we're going to, you know, have a good one, and that's going to be it for me. Now, common sense. When you hear common sense, what comes to mind? You know, we can all think of a lot of things, but I want to give the proper definition for common sense. Now, this is according to Merriam-Webster, okay? The definition of common sense is sound and prudent judgment based on a simple perception of the situation or facts. Okay, an example. So far, I've had the common sense not to tweet anything ghastly. Here's another one. The poker players learn that sometimes both science and common sense are wrong. There is such a thing as absolute premonition of cards and a rock bottom surety of what will happen next. So these are different, you know, examples of what common sense means. My definition, what I feel common sense is, common sense is something that you don't have to think about, okay? It's something that just comes to you automatic. For example, every day we have our routines, okay? Let's say someone has to be to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, okay? Chances are they're going to probably get up, I don't know, let's say they may get up depending how close or how far they are. They may have to get up 6:45, okay? They're going to get up, they're going to brush their teeth, they're going to shower, they're going to get dressed, they're going to have breakfast, they're going to get in the car. They're going to stop at a light. They're going to drive through a green light. They're going to park their car at their work location, and they're going to get out. That's common sense. Why? Because it's already programmed in us. That's something that you don't have to think about, okay? It's something you don't have to ponder on. You know, you don't have to sit there like a dummy, be like, what do I have to do? I know I have to be at work at 8, but I don't know if I should. You don't have to ponder. It's something you think, all right, 8 o'clock, I'm getting up, 6:45, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Now, another definition I found online kind of goes with what I said, something you have to think about. Online, it says good practical sense, the natural intelligence that is believed to be available to all rational people. So it kind of basically saying what I'm saying. It's basically something you don't have to think about. But unfortunately, there's people that have to think about it, and that's why I'm calling them out. Again, I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to make fun of anybody. again, I'm calling what it is, what it is. I'm calling a spade a spade. So at the end of the day, my question is, why is common sense so uncommon? Now, some people may think, where did common sense come from? Well, after doing a little bit of research, which it may be more details, but I'm keeping it short and sweet. Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called Common Sense back in January of 1776. It called for America to become independent of Britain, and a copy of the original is considered to be a treasure of the U.S. Library of Congress, being one of the wellsprings of the thinking that founded the country. Common sense, that is a plain, practical, get-on-the-job philosophy, and it's part of the American psyche. Now, Thomas Paine is sometimes thought to be American, but in fact, he emigrated to the U.S. after living the majority of his life in the archetypically English country town of Thetford, Norfolk. Despite his radical views, he considered himself English, and the pamphlet's author was simply identified as an Englishman. Nor, as is also sometimes believed, did he invent the term common sense, which had been in use in his native land long before his day. In the original 14th century, common sense was a sense like our other senses. It was an internal feeling that was regarded as the common bond that united all the other human senses. The five wits, as they were known, and was something akin to what we now call heart. By the 16th century, the meaning had changed to be more like our present day meaning, that the plain wisdom that everyone possesses. Okay. Now, George Joy used the expression in Apology for William Tyndale, 1535. Okay. That is usually said about common sense, is that it isn't as common as it ought to be. This little gag was made as early as 1726 by the political writer Nicholas Amherst in the satirical text, The Secret History of the University of Oxford. There is not, said a shrewd wag, a more uncommon thing in the world than common sense. By the time that Paine began writing in the 1770s, the term common sense had migrated a little more and was widely used to mean primarily truth, that is, the unquestionable beliefs that all people receive from their experience of being alive. Richard Price defined the term in Review of the Principal Questions in Morals, 1758. Common sense, the faculty of self-evident truth. Now, Paine's work influenced many political and moral thinkers at the beginning of the American Revolution, and he was personally acquainted with most of them in England. These included the feminist Mary Wollstonecraft and the artist William Blake, and in America, Ben Franklin, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson. When the authors of the U.S. Declaration of Independence began with the words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident," their meaning was, "We believe this declaration to be common sense." Now, some of that lost me as well when I was doing my research and reading it just now. But again, this was back in 1776 and so forth. So obviously the language is a lot different. Now, I want to zoom in and go with modern terms. But before I do, if anyone is listening live and you would like to call in and chime in, if anyone does, by any chance, hit me up. You know, the number is 515-605-9705. Again, the number is 515-605-9705. If anyone decides they want to call and chime in, you know, come, you know, join in, holler at me, you know, let's talk, you know. So, this is what I feel. Common sense. Why? Think about it. It's like Nike. Just do it. For example, if I'm walking in a store And this happened. Actually, this is a true story. A few weeks ago, I went to Home Depot. I had to get some things. I stopped in one aisle to grab some air filters. And I'm walking around, just, you know, browsing, looking to see exactly what is what. And I see what I need. There's this lady standing there blocking. She's just standing there. I don't know if she's waiting for someone, but she was just standing there. And I'm thinking she's probably waiting for someone, but she's just standing there. Common sense should kick in and say, get your ass out of the way. Somebody's coming right next to you. Nope, she's just standing there. So I have to do something that I shouldn't have to do because common sense should kick in. I have to say, excuse me. And she like jumped and got startled. But I'm thinking, I'm like, lady, you see I'm walking towards you. Common sense would tell you to already get out of the way. Now, mind you, she wasn't texting or anything. She's just standing there like looking like Lost in Translation, you know, Bill Murray. So it's like, okay. But again, I'm not judging. I'm just stating the obvious. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to do better. We have to be able to utilize what's upstairs. Okay. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not making fun of anybody because I'm not perfect. But again, I'm just stating facts. And this is not my, well, some people may say, well, that's your opinion. Okay. It might be my opinion, but I feel I'm stating facts. Let's be honest. A lot of us, including myself, sometimes our thinking is irrational, okay? Another example. Some of these people that you see on the news doing the most questionable stuff. Okay. If I decide to go, which I'm not, if I decide to go right on camera, you can see my face, you can see my car, you can see everything. And I decide to walk on somebody's property, steal their package, and just keep going like it's a regular day. First of all, I'm on camera. You can see me. You can see what I'm dressed in. You can see what I'm driving. Then, if I'm lucky, this footage is now on the news. First question that comes to mind. Common sense would tell you, first off, you shouldn't even be around someone else's property, first off. Second, someone literally can make you out just by seeing your picture, just by seeing your vehicle, everything. So why not be incognito? You know what I mean? This is, again, this is things that you have to ask yourself. Why is common sense uncommon? Some people just don't think first. They just do and go. But we gotta get out that mindset. We have to, you know, like I said, common sense is something that is learned. Common sense is not taught, despite what we may think. Common sense is something that we are learned. When we're born, babies are innocent. As they get older and they start seeing things and hearing things, this is how we pick up these different habits, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? I must say, me personally, I've done a lot of things questionable. Okay? We all have our lapses in judgment. But when it comes to common sense, though, that's a whole different ballgame. Even though sometimes my judgments do fall in the common sense. Okay, I'm not going to lie. But we got to put on our thinking caps. I remember teachers used to say that all the time in elementary. All right, class, let's put on our thinking caps. So adults, we need to put on our thinking caps. Children as well need to put on their thinking caps. Because I don't want to leave children out of this, because just because they're young doesn't mean anything. They know more than we do, you know, so let's just get that clear. You know, like I said, common sense, you know, is knocking at our doors, let's open the door. Okay? Let's open the door. Let's greet them. Let's say, hey, common sense, come in. Would you like some coffee? Would you like some water? Would you like some tea? Why don't you stay for a while? Instead of saying, common sense, get the fuck away from my door. I don't need this shit. Get out of here. That's what a lot of people are doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop it. I'm telling you, the world would be a better place. That's all I got to say about it. And, of course, if anyone wants to debate these things with me, you have time, a little bit of time to call in, 515-605-9705. If you don't want to debate it with me on the phone, on air, by all means, you can send me an email. This is thelifepodcast84@gmail.com. And for those of you that just don't want to do neither, and you want to just get your words out physically for me to read them, shoot me a DM. lifepodcast_84. I'm more than happy to argue and debate and listen. It's just up to you. You know, guys, don't be shy. You know, again, like I said, I'm not perfect. It's just a lot of thoughts that run through my head, things that I think about that I like to share with you all, because again, this is life. I said it when I started my podcast that there are things that people feel and think, but they don't want to say because they don't want to look crazy. I'm your outlet. I want to take all the heat for us. Okay. You know, I still feel that, you know, there's so many things in the world that are happening, things that I talked about, even though I talked about celebrity things as well. I talked about the case with the New York, the Wu Gang. This is all part of life. Everybody has to deal with something, unfortunately. We're not alone in this life battle. You know, common sense does come into play because you have to be smart and wise and make smart choices. That's what it's about. Before I go, I want to, even though I'm sure everybody's tired of talking about it, but I just need to say this. It's died down now, but I read something briefly about, you know, Will Smith that apparently, I don't know, I didn't read the article, but I saw a clip on my phone, but I didn't open it in time, that something about if him and Jada get divorced, it's going to get real nasty. Okay. I'm not going to talk about the whole slap situation, but I am going to say this. I had my personal opinions about it. I still feel that Will Smith was wrong. But I have to be honest. We all have had our moments of weakness. We all had our moments where we look back and we're like, damn, I can't believe I did that. As individuals, sometimes we just have that breaking point. And I'm not condoning what he did, but I'm saying at the same time, in all seriousness, we've all had those breaking points. We've all had those moments in life where we're just like, I've had it. I'm going to react. And it's, you know what? It's part of being human. It's human. It's human nature. I've done things that if people have known, they'd probably walk away from me. Some will probably start crying and some will look at me with angst and disgust. But you know what? It is what it is. We've all done things. We all have things that we got to take to our graves. But we shouldn't be judged off of that one thing. You know, I'm not judging him. The world is, but I'm not. Again, do I think he was wrong? Yes. Is he perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. That's what we have to remember. None of us are perfect. As long as we're living and breathing life, we're always going to make mistakes. That's all I got to say about it, ladies and gentlemen. So no funny closing today. I really wanted to close on a serious note with that. Guys, again, be safe. Check on your loved ones, please. Life is getting shorter by the minute. If you haven't reached out to that loved one or that close friend, reach out to them just to say hello. I know I always talk about this, but it really means something to me. Reach out to people more. You know, don't be so big that you feel that, they need to, you know, do this and do that. Listen, we're all busy. We all have our different things in life going on. But I'm a firm believer that if you pick up your phone to check your social media, you can pick up the phone just to text someone and say, hey, I'm just checking on you. Talk to you later. That's my opinion. And I'm riding with that. But before we do close, I am sorry for not shouting out Let's Rap Podcast. I completely forgot. Want to shout out Let's Rap Podcast. Check them out. I want to say before I close out, I want to say their platform is Let's Rap_. I want to shout out Philosophical. I posted it on my Instagram that we did a collab a few weeks back, and he is releasing several clips from our one-on-one, and I want you guys to check them out. So definitely want to give a shout out to Let's Rap Podcast. Check them out if you haven't checked them out, okay? With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, again, good night, stay safe, and until next time, holla at your boy. I'm out.